taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government moves to strengthen identity systems following US travel restrictions. Luapula Province PS warns councils over poor CDF utilization. In foreign news, polls open in Guinea with junta leader favored to win first presidential vote since 2021 coup. And in sports, Chipolopolo move base to Rabat as preparations intensify. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has revealed that it is implementing wide-ranging reforms to address visa overstay risks and strengthen identity and migration systems following recent travel restrictions by the United States government affecting holders of Zambian B1 and B2 visas. The government says effective civil registration, secure identity management, and integrated migration systems are key to preventing identity fraud and improving traveler traceability. According to a statement issued by Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka, government says under the new Dawn administration, reforms have been accelerated through digitization of records, integration of population and migration databases, and automation of birth and death notifications. The government adds that passport reforms, including online applications introduced in November 2025 and plans to roll out e-passport by 2027 or 2028 in line with ICAO standards, will further strengthen document security and international confidence. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to continued engagement with international partners, including the United States, saying these measures demonstrate Zambia's resolve to safeguard identity systems, strengthen border security, and promote responsible international travel.
Implementation at the time remains largely manual, fragmented, and underfunded, with limited system integration and no dedicated funding for birth and death registration in 2019 and 2020. Under the new Dawn administration, civil registration and identity management reforms have been significantly accelerated and aligned to traditional best practice. Government has prioritized the digitization of identity records, integration of core population and migration databases, and the automation of vital event notifications to support accurate identity verification. Approximately 1.3 million citizens have been enrolled onto the INRIS ID module, while over 500,000 births and deaths have been registered. With support from cooperating partners, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security is implementing end-to-end automation of birth and death notifications through the INRIS API manager, ensuring real-time updates to population records.
The Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has officially become law following assent by the President in line with constitutional provisions that govern enactment of legislation. Under the Constitution of Zambia, any bill assented by the President immediately ceases to be referred to as a bill and takes effect as an Act of Parliament carrying full legal force. Accordingly, upon presidential assent on 18 December 2025, the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 was transformed into Act No. 13 of 2025. Ministry of Justice Principal Public Relations Officer John Kadani says the development marks the formal completion of the legislative process for the amendment and confirms its enforceability under Zambian law.
But as Attorney General, Mr. Mulilo Kabesha, State Council guided that once a bill has been assented to, it ceases to be called a bill, but now it becomes an Act of Parliament. So the former Bill No. 7 is now Act No. 13 of 2025, and it shall be read as one with the main constitution. And the Attorney General are guided that it is important that for citizens that to take interest when there are amendments or when there are changes in the law, that people should take an interest and be able to read for themselves. So as it has happened to Act No. 13 of 2021, that it's no longer a bill, but now it's an Act of Parliament, and that it should be read as one with the main constitution. Why this is the case is because now Act No. 13 has the full legal effect of like any other Act of Parliament.
Now, still on local news, Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa has warned local authorities that failed to properly utilize the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, that government will closely monitor and take action against erring councils. Mrs. Chinama Kangwa issued the warning on Friday during a tour and commissioning of CDF-funded projects dotted across Mwense District, where she emphasized that the increased CDF allocation is meant to deliver tangible development and transform lives at community level. She has noted that CDF currently stands at 36.1 million kwacha per constituency per year and will increase to 40 million kwacha per constituency per year in 2026, translating to about 600 million kwacha for Luapula Province 15 constituencies. The Permanent Secretary has also expressed satisfaction with the quality standard and equitable distribution of completed projects in Mwense and Mambilima, citing state-of-the-art health facilities, staff houses, modern ablution blocks, market shelters and water infrastructure constructed deep in rural communities. She has, however, warned that government will closely follow up on councils that have failed to implement CDF programs effectively. Mwense District Commissioner Habitstone Mwape has commended government for extending development to remote areas, saying communities far from the main road are now accessing quality services they had long yearned for. Meanwhile, Mwense Town Council Chairperson Stefan Chikota says the visible transformation taking place in Mwense District is clear evidence of the impact of decentralized development, noting that youths and women have directly benefited from the empowerment grants, loans and public sector recruitment. He says the district has embraced government programs that promote inclusive growth, adding that the strategic use of CDF is steadily reshaping communities and improving access to social and economic opportunities across Mwense District. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Luapula Province Administration Public Relations Unit. The non-governmental organizations coordinating council NGOCC has reflected on the challenges and milestones of 2025, expressing optimism for 2026 while calling for urgent reforms to advance gender equality, justice and inclusive governance.